Hi, my name's Fleming Aberg. I'm from Motten Terrace's Vineyard and Wines and originally from Denmark.
And we are off the beaten track in northwest Tasmania, aren't we?
Not as far as you think, though. We're only about 15 minutes from Ulverston.
But we're in the bush.
Yeah, we're definitely in the bush.
And we're in a vineyard that's totally closed in, covered by netting. Obviously, the wallabies, the possums.
Yeah, mainly for the possums. Possums would get in and just eat everything down. In fact, there wouldn't be any shoots at this point, if the possums could get in. Then, of course, later in the season, it's great for the birds, keeping the birds out off the fruit.
Fleming, why the decision to set up a vineyard and a winery establishment here?
Because we can. We are really, really mad keen do-it-yourselfers. And over in Melbourne, we were, you know, went to a few wineries and stuff and thought, oh, we can do that. So, you know, started off trying to make rhubarb wine, you know, the usual thing. And then we decided that, you know, we could do this. It was a bit mad, but, yeah, that's basically it, you know, because we can do things ourselves.
Well, it seems to be working. What was the block like when you first arrived?
It was a bush block, just completely bush.
How did you know what the soil would be like?
We walked around the block, took samples, sent it off for an analysis, and it looked okay. We didn't realise it further down. It's heavy clay. But, you know, that's what makes our grapes different and our wine different.
So what is different with that clay soil? What sort of wine are you making?
It's fairly acidic wine, so we do have to deacidify it a little bit. But we work with that. I think it makes a nice crisp wine, that very drinkable.
Now, it's not like your typical vineyard. It's the vines are towering above me and yourself here. What sort of structure have you got?
Well, the ones we're looking at the moment are the Chardonnay, and they're trained in a Scott Henry system, which means that there's a canopy that grows upwards and then a canopy down below that we turn down so it grows downwards. That's mainly to devigorate the vines as much as possible because it's quite, as you can see, the big shoots there, they're just too vigorous. So this is an attempt to try and crowd everything so that they compete, so they won't grow as big. Having said that, it's only the Chardonnay that have got the Scott Henry. The Tempranillo are just a straight-up vertical shoot positioning, and the same with the Riesling.
Now, that's one word you mentioned there, which makes you quite unique amongst most Tasmanian wineries. Most Tasmanian wineries go for Pinot. You've gone for a different red.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not Pinot. It is as simple as that. What we did was we started off with whites and thought, you know, we don't really want to make reds because we're not very fond of reds ourselves. And then eventually we recognised that commercially we had to have a red. So we hunted around anything but Pinot.
Yeah. And how's it gone?
Good, good, yeah. It's still fairly young, but they're growing well, vigorously, like all the other stuff. But it produces a reasonably acidic wine, but it's different.
Well, let's say I've heard on the grapevine from a few winemakers that a lot of them are considering or actually doing it, putting Tempranillo in instead of Pinot.
Ah, that's a shame. I wanted to be a bit unique. At least we've started it already. We've already got them, and ours will always be different from everybody else's.
How long have you been here?
We moved to Tasmania in 1987 and moved onto the block properly. We were living in a shed for a while, but then we moved onto the block properly in 92. So basically we've been here since at least then, but the vines have been in since 1990.
And you actually did all the installing of the vines and the infrastructure?
Absolutely everything.
How did you do that?
Backbreaking work. It's been done over the, you know, quite a number of years. So it was, you know, weekends after work, because I used to work full time. So it's just very busy times all the time.
Well, let's take a walk over to where you actually make the wine, because you do everything here, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we do everything.
All right, let's go for a wander.
Yep.
So while we're walking up the hill here towards the winery part of it, the deal, you did say backbreaking. What actually did happen?
Well, in about 2010, in fact, September the 1st, I ended up not being able to get out of bed because I'd done something to a disc in the back. And normally the treatment for that is just rest, but it was bad enough that they ended up deciding to operate. And I've been great since then.
Other than that, all good.
Other than losing a bit of sensation in my leg where the nerve's been damaged.
Okay, we've got to the winery part of the establishment here. It's like a carport.
Well, it is a carport, but it's called a carport winery. Very small scale, but we've got our variable capacity tanks, riddling rack for the sparkling. We've got all the crushers and the presses and stuff like that. So, yeah, we've got everything.
When you say small scale, how many dozen bottles of wine a year would you produce all up?
Probably about 200 dozen. It all disappears.
How do you usually market it?
Restaurants and also cellar door.
And we're here on a Saturday afternoon. It's a bit quiet. You're off the beaten track. Do you get many visitors?
You're the first one today. But, like I say, if we get too many, we would actually sell out. So we're getting just the right amount. But, you know, don't let that stop you from coming up here, people.
What about expansion? You're looking at expanding at all? Putting more in? More of that backbreaking work?
No, not at all. I've retired from the public service, and this has kept me busy enough. And there's other things I want to do as well. You know, I just do a bit here and a bit there. You know, I don't have to do it all the time. So it's not like, you know, I don't squeeze all the activities into one, you know, one lot. I can do a bit at a time. So,
and even the labels, you design them the shelf?
Yep. The labels, there was a bit of a story behind that. We bought a digital camera, and then, of course, like everybody that's just bought something like that, went out and took lots and lots of photos. And I was trying it at night time, and I took a photo of a daffodil, it was, and that just sat in the archive for a while. And then I was mucking around with the program and found out that if I swirled the picture, I'd end up with a nice sort of shape, and that's what I ended up with. So basically the label is a daffodil swirled up, and then of course I've fiddled with the colours to make it look interesting.
And it looks like a grape should look like, swirled up.
I'm just hoping that the New Zealanders don't go for that sort of swirl on their flag, because I'm buggered.